USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is dealing a blow to the Biden administration by blocking enforcement of the vaccine mandate on large businesses. The 6-3 court majority argue the mandate is too broad. More than two dozen Republican-led states filed suit to block the mandate, which covered companies with 100 or more employees. Meantime, justices gave the green light to vaccine mandates for healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. That news comes as President Biden is on Capitol Hill, hoping to get election reform legislation done in the Senate, but he doesn't know if it'll happen.
One thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The black nationalist suspected in a domestic terror attack in Wisconsin is facing 71 new charges. Prosecutors updating a criminal complaint before Daryl Brooks is due in court on Friday for a hearing. It includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety and 6 counts of hit and run. He was already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. Police say he crashed his SUV through barricades and targeted white performers and attendees at a parade 4 days before Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is encouraging people to get the COVID vaccine, even if they've already gotten the virus. Edwards telling reporters on Thursday natural immunity is not enough to fight coronavirus because it wanes over time. Critics pointing out the vaccine wanes over time as well. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The pandemic remains a huge concern as the Winter Olympics are about to begin.
Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One of the largest American student loan companies, Navient Corporation, has reached a roughly $1.8 billion settlement with almost 40 U.S. states over persuading people into predatory loans and costly repayment packages. Pennsylvania AG Josh Shapiro explains the effect of the company's alleged wrongdoings.
Their practices burdened hundreds of thousands with debt and helped hold back a generation from buying their first home, starting a family, launching a startup business, expanding their farming operations, whatever the case may be.
A new study says cannabis users may be a step ahead when it comes to protection from coronavirus. Researchers from Oregon State's Global Hemp Innovation Center found cannabis compounds show an ability to prevent coronavirus from entering human cells. The prevention only reportedly comes when cannabis is ingested in edible form. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.